Hello, everybody. Before we get started with today's interview, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to the folks at CU Solutions and their second annual Love My Credit Union campaign. This campaign highlights credit unions giving back to their communities and sharing their heartfelt work on videos. These videos are being shared to inspire random acts of kindness and give back to charities that are near and dear to credit unions and their members. So go visit lovemycreditunion.org today. On the show today, we are talking about the State Employees Credit Union Foundation and all its accomplishments with Executive Director Jayma Dagenhart. So check it out. Tell us about SEU's foundation. What is it? What's the mission here?
Well, the foundation started in 2004. It was founded by our board of directors and our former CEO, Jim Blaine. Mm-hmm. It was kind of his idea, brainchild, to form this foundation. We really wanted to try to go beyond the scope of what our own credit union could do and focus on some really impactful projects through communities yeah. all over North Carolina, really focusing on education, healthcare, housing, and human services.
Excellent. And this is like right in the credit union wheelhouse. So it just seems like such a natural segue for a credit union to do, and especially a credit union of your notoriety as well.
Exactly. I mean, it made all the sense in the world. You know, as credit union folks, we want to give back to our members and our community. Mm-hmm. So forming this foundation just made total sense yeah. for us. And we really wanted to focus on trying to get this money out all over North yeah. Carolina. You know, we have 100 counties in North Carolina, and we have members spanning all over the state of mm-hmm. North Carolina, 2 million members. We are funded very interestingly. We are funded with a $1 fee from our members' checking accounts each month. We have about 1.1 million members with checking accounts.
Wow.
So that's 1.1 million flowing into the foundation monthly, 13 million a year. So with that money collectively, yeah. you know, member by member, that's not a lot of money, but collectively it does a tremendous amount of good statewide.
You know, I'm thinking of I have a book on my bookshelf over here. I can't remember who the author is from. It's called From Success to Significance. And mm-hmm. and I'm thinking, as you're saying that, I'm thinking this is the theme of your credit union and a lot of other credit unions across the nation as well. It's like, obviously, your credit union is a big success, but now you're like, or at least since 2004, you're becoming such a significant part of the community of giving and giving back. So it's just a great story, and there's never a better message than giving back. So it's awesome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And our members have really embraced it. I think we have over 99% of our members who opt in to the foundation. And we really try to focus mm-hmm. on projects that really impact the lives of public employees, mm-hmm. folks who work for the mm-hmm. school system and yeah. our state employees. So that's one of the things that we try to do, or find projects that would really benefit these folks and their families. So it really ties in really well with our philosophy.
Right. Exactly. Do you have any examples of like what you guys have done recently that have just been kind of home runs for the communities?
Well, we, you know, we have a lot, over 12 years of projects.
I
think it's kind of crazy. Last July, we hit our $100 million mark
wow.
in giving. So there have been a lot of projects throughout the years. I would say probably what we're best known for is our People Helping People scholarship program.
Okay.
And we provide scholarships to students at public high schools in North Carolina who are attending one of our 16 public universities in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a $10,000 scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
We also provide scholarships for folks going to one of our 58 community colleges mm-hmm. in North Carolina, and continuing education scholarships. So all of those scholarships alone add up every year to over $5 million.
Wow.
And then we have all the rest of that money that, you know, what do we want to do with this? And so we focus on housing, healthcare, different areas.
Mm-hmm.
But we had great success early on in the foundation with our family houses and their hospitality houses at several different hospitals in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for folks who have long-term stays in these areas that really can't afford hotels. And so these hospitality houses make it really easy in a lot of cases. Folks don't even need to pay anything to stay there.
Oh,
so that was one of our first big projects.
Our
really interesting recent projects that was approved by our board last year is the Habitat Mountains to the Sea Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
It's a $10 million challenge, and we're providing 0% interest loans
oh
for Habitat to build a house in every county in North Carolina. The beauty of this project is there are a number of counties where habitat has not built in North Carolina. So this is giving them an opportunity to get into some areas where they've not had a chance before and build these homes and then kind of start that ball rolling in all these communities. So we think that's a great project. We've given them 3 years to get this accomplished.
Well, that should make nationwide news, I would think. My gosh, that's a huge project.
It is. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you guys. So, I mean, so how is your foundation, how is it different from other, I'm sure there are many others across the United States, you know, affiliated with credit unions and not, but how is yours different or unique from any others?
Right. Well, I think that our board, the way that we set our foundation up, has done a really good job in focusing our criteria on areas and things that our credit union finds very interesting and important. So I think our foundation is as unique as our credit union, I would say. We really focus on programs and projects that benefit state employees. We're very uniquely funded. That $1 from every member is very unusual for funding. And you see a lot of foundations out there doing a lot of work with fundraising. We don't do that. We really focus on our time on finding those really impactful projects throughout the state of North Carolina. We're also the beneficiaries, our foundation, of having so many volunteers in North Carolina. Our credit union has 256 branches statewide.
Wow.
We have 12 advisory board members for each of those branches. So those are folks in these communities who know their communities.
Yeah.
And so we're reaching out to these people to say, what's an important project for you in your area?
Mm-hmm.
So that grassroots connection for us has really benefited our foundation.
Very cool. I love this stuff. So what advice do you have? Because you just gave some great advice, actually. But what other advice do you have for other credit unions looking to create a foundation like what you guys have and experience the success? My goodness.
Yeah. Well, I think the importance is looking within your credit union and looking at your strengths, wanting to serve your community, you know, looking when you're looking at your criteria, your grant making criteria, making sure that you're trying to focus in on those projects that are going to benefit your members and their community, I think is very important. And I think picking projects that you really can go back to your membership and explain and say, hey, y'all, this is what we're doing. It's really, our members are so proud of the foundation and what we're doing. So we have tremendous support.
Yeah, there's nothing like giving back. And kudos to you guys, obviously, for creating this foundation, but almost even bigger kudos to your members for opting in to give a dollar, you know? I mean, a dollar.
Absolutely.
And this goes so far in helping people across your state. It's infectious in a really good way.
Right. It really is.
So very neat. All right. To wrap up, where can folks check out your foundation and find out more information about it and, you know, to possibly start something up of their own?
Well, you can actually go to our website, ncsecufoundation.org.
Okay.
On that website, you'll find information about a lot of our grants over the last 12 years. We'll have press releases where folks can read about what we've done, projects and programs. We also have our letter of interest on that website as well.
Okay.
So other credit unions who are looking at forming their own foundation may want to look at that and just see how we've set that application process up. That could be very helpful for them.
What a great example you guys are setting. So congratulations on all your success. You guys keep up the good work, and we look forward to checking in every now and then and see what else you guys are up to, especially the From the Mountains to the Sea Habitat campaign that you guys are doing. Love to find out the results of that too when that's done.
Absolutely. I would love to speak with you again.
All right. Sounds great, Jama. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day. Appreciate it. And again, keep up the good work. This is good stuff.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. It was a pleasure.
Indeed.